After the recent evaluation, we reached more than 50% population in food insecurity. So we are trying now to find, I can say, enough money to feed this person because the situation is now critical in Car.
Can you tell us what it is that Central Africans are facing on a daily basis to get food?
The population under a food insecurity situation are now developing emergency strategies to survive. Now, the majority of this population have less than $1 per day. So it's very difficult for them to feed their family, themselves, etc. So diversity now is the challenge, how to cover these 2.5 million person car. This is our main challenge now.
Now, you mentioned that the people are turning to emergency strategies. Can you describe what those strategies may be?
The main strategy they are using now is like the young person, now they are going to enter the army group in order to get some food to survive. And the other strategy is that now they are selling the access to survive, and they are using 75% of what they can get to buy food.
Now, WFP's emergency food security assessment for 2015 shows that the number of people facing hunger has doubled in the past year. How come? To what do you attribute this increase?
Three factors can affect this situation. The first factor is that this situation affects all the activity in farm. The farmers cannot farm, the farmers cannot get their crop, etc., etc. It was in August and September last year, and when the new crisis appears, and the people start trying here and there. So one of the key factors to affect the population, to reach that the situation now, is the security situation. The second factor is displacement itself. The majority were in, I can say, diamond area, and they used to deal with the diamond business. And the government, few years ago, they stopped this activity. So the population now, they are trying to find, they are trying to survive. So this factor also is an element to affect the population.